Not on my bingo card for this week was a fast food restaurant jumping into the comments of the Katy Perry is back from space post that the Pop Crave Twitter account had posted earlier this week.
Yeah, I'm kind of here for it, though. I mean, you knew that maybe this was coming, like the backlash that these, you know, rich women spent $28 million to go to space for 11 minutes. I mean, some of the comments on the video of the backlash, $28 million to go on an 11-minute carnival ride. How is that helping humankind?
Okay. Yeah, there was lot of people who were just, like, kind of scratching their heads and kind of throwing some shade and, like, hey, don't call yourself astronauts, all right?
Right. Yeah, maybe. We had a real female astronaut make it back after being stuck in space for a very long, grueling period of time. These goofballs go to space for fun to inspire. How simple-minded can you get?
Yeah, I know. I saw several posts that were, like, the astronauts that were trapped in space for 9 months looking at everybody who is cheering Katy Perry kissing the ground after
rolling
being in space for 10 minutes.
Eyes.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, getting back to the whole fast food restaurant, yeah. Wendy's enters the chat.
Yep.
When Pop Crave had posted this picture of Katy Perry and said that she'd returned from space, Wendy's drops a comment that says, "Can we send her back?" I mean, what? What?
I'm kind of here for it.
And then,
if that weren't
enough, Kesha, coincidentally, who, if you know anything about Kesha and Katy Perry, they've had long-standing beef with one another, all involving Dr. Luke, the producer Dr. Luke.
Uh-huh.
But Kesha decided to just casually post a picture of herself smiling and drinking from a Wendy's cup.
That's not a coincidence.
It
at all.
Most certainly was not.
Not at all.
So anyways, people are kind of living for the I guess the Wendy's jumping into the chat and going, "Hey, can we send her back?" Because Katy Perry was talking about writing a song about the experience and everything. And
yeah, they're acting like it was so life changing and all.
And I bet, you know what? In all honesty, I bet it was.
Sure.
I bet it was an amazing experience and one that I'm never going to have. So,
right, because we don't have $28 million.
Right. Yeah. So we can't sit there and go, it wasn't a life-changing experience. It probably was. It was probably amazing. It looked amazing. They were literally strapped on a rocket.
Right.
And shot up into just over the Earth's atmosphere.
Right.
They could see the crest of the moon. I'm sure it was absolutely beautiful.
But it feels like a little tone deaf to be space tourists in this day and age when that kind of money and energy could be used in other ways.
Well, Bezos has got plenty
people.
Of money, but
is true.
Gail King was kind of like shooting back at some of the haters.
Of course, yes.
"I really resent that people are calling it a ride. We duplicated the trajectory of Alan Shepard's flight back in the day. No one called that a ride."
Well, that was different. Alan Shepard was an actual astronaut.
Gail.
And
you didn't go up there to do any exploring.
So,
you didn't, like, further the space program.
Yeah, it was
gathering knowledge. Or
it was a trip to space and back.
It was a tourist trip. Let's go ahead and say that.
Yeah.
You got to see. And then there's a lot of shade being thrown at Katy Perry because she seemed really intent on showing the camera things instead of looking
like,
out the window,
like a daisy,
at
and
space.
And then her set list or something.
Yes.
It's like, okay,
like,
all right, Katy.
Why stop showboating for the camera? Look out the window.
Look out the window.
That's the whole
literally,
point.
Literally, you guys, Khloe Kardashian literally had these words for you.
"Film it through your phones. Look through your eyes. Be as present as possible. They will supply all the content that we need."
Yeah. They will supply the content. Look at it through your own eyes.
Yes, Katy Perry was just too busy showboating for the camera.
Anyways, you can read more, WDJX.com, but Wendy's.
It's so great.
Wendy's decides to say,
"Can we send
her back?" It's 99.7 DJX.